Back at the K for the first time since Game 7 of the 2014 World Series. Saw at the press conference, or maybe not even a press conference, maybe it was just in the Giants clubhouse, but somebody asked Bumgarner before the first game of the series yesterday if he realized that he was less hated in Kansas City than Joe Buck was, and he got a pretty good laugh out of that. I don't think that he was aware of that. This is where I need Tyler. It's one of my favorite recurring things to get into, the Joe Buck hate. So stupid. It's ridiculous.
It is.
You're going to be mad at somebody. Be mad at Madison Bumgarner. He's the guy that just destroyed you, and he was the story of that World Series, man. Joe Buck had to. He had to do what he did and talk it up as much as he did. All right, before we get to Cole Mann back at 5:10, I'll squeeze this into In the Hour. One of the more popular tweets that I've had in a while was yesterday, we're getting ready for baseball, and in walks my guy, Matt Walters, and he was rocking a pretty sweet bow tie because apparently Bow Tie Tuesday is a thing. I had actually heard a little bit about that. Greg Hoyt, Manhattan High principal, I know he's big on Bow Tie Tuesday, but I didn't know that that had trickled down to Matt Walters. And, man, that thing blew up. People love the bow tie. I love the bow tie, and it inspired me. I've never worn a bow tie, at least to my knowledge. Maybe I did when I was a little kid or something, but I, in my adult life, have never rocked a bow tie. I've never owned one, and now I want to go buy a bow tie. And I guess my question is, can I rock a bow tie? Like, is that something I could do every Tuesday? Would that work?
Man, that is a tough thing to just know, because I'm picturing it now in my mind. And I think you could, John.
Maybe I should have photoshopped it or something to give you more of an idea. And I would have to think about like what the combo is that I'm gonna wear with it. I'd have to make sure everything's all coordinated and ready to go, I suppose. But I'm thinking I may try it out.
I think you should. You know, I've never tried one myself either. So
okay, there you go. Yeah, I'd have to get a little bit fancier than what I'm wearing right now. Like, I could not just throw the bow tie on over this long sleeve like T-shirt that I'm wearing at the moment. So I'd have to do some thinking on it. But I like the idea of Bow Tie Tuesday for sure. I like the fact that it's on Tuesday because it spices up like the most boring day of the week. I mean, Monday is Monday. You're just trying to get through it. It's the first day back. You get to Wednesday, hump day. You're feeling like the weekend's around the corner. Tuesday's the worst day of the week, man. There's a hot take. Tuesday's the worst day of the week. So to try and spice it up with some bow tie action, I think is a good plan.
So next Tuesday, this is when we should expect this bow tie to be here in studio.
Maybe it depends on if I can go purchase one by then, because I will be pretty busy this weekend with the spring game and three K-State baseball games. I'm going to have to think if I can squeeze that in. But I think if I can, I may go with it. Are bow ties expensive?
That's the thing. I've only rocked regular neckties myself, so.
Also, how difficult are they to tie? I have a lot of questions here.
They seem difficult. I don't know either. Has Tyler ever worn one? Maybe this is something Tyler needs to be here for as well.
I mean, I could ask him tomorrow, but I'm going to go ahead and take a wild guess there. I'm going to say Tyler probably has not worn a bow tie, at least not in a while. I don't know. That'll be interesting. I'd be interested to hear what his responses to that, if he has or not. And Mitch too.
Yeah,
I don't know about Mitch.
I just left Mitch out. Who knows, maybe he has.
You just assume that should be telling about Mitch, right? You just totally assumed that there was no chance Mitch had any bow tie experience under his belt. poor Mitch. In hour two of the show, I will double down on my the point that I was making about the Bruce Weber extension talk on Monday. We'll do that at 5:40. We will have Cole Manbeck when we return, at least one segment, potentially two, depending on how things go here, since I am rocking a solo show today. So Cole didn't seem as high on Gene Taylor from the word go as I did. We'll discuss that coming up here on the game.